What's up, dude?
Wow.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man.
Oh, it is.
I'm doing real good.
It's
y'all.
Our show.
I'm actually like 2 beers deep at the current moment.
Are you really?
Yeah.
So you drank some beers at home, then got some beers?
I got 6-pack right here.
Okay.
And then I got a 24-ounce can of Miller Lite.
What you drinking?
It is Bud Light Platinum.
All right, what's Bud Light Platinum? What's special about it?
6% alcohol.
Oh, it's a higher alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
yeah,
man.
It's supposedly a light beer.
Right.
135.
Well, the alcohol isn't what makes it more
calories.
Caloric? It's the consistency of the beer, right?
I mean, Bud Light Platinum's been a thing for a while, hasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, if I just go and buy a Miller Lite and just pour alcohol in it, that doesn't really raise the calories, right?
I mean, if it's vodka, no.
Yeah. So it's like, if I just put some Everclear in it, like...
Yeah, I think you're good.
Yeah. So yeah. It could be like
Everclear does not have any calories.
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
it might be anti-calories.
It's like,
it might burn that fat right
It's like caffeine.
Off. Yeah.
It doesn't really give you any calories. It's not really a food. But it will mess you up, which is good.
Man.
So, hey, man, how you been?
I'm doing fine.
We went to a movie on Tuesday? Monday. Was that Monday?
It was Monday.
So
we did go see a movie.
Yeah, we went together.
Mm-hmm.
We actually hung out together.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, never happened, so...
I can't remember the last time you and I did something.
Together, just us?
Yep.
I don't know, man. It barely happened.
Like,
unless
we go to a store.
Right. But even that, I don't really remember...
Nope.
Doing that anytime recently?
Nope.
Yeah.
Not in a year, not in a year and a half.
So stinking women in our lives, man. They're just
been Manhattan.
Just globbing onto us, man.
Yeah, man.
Can't shake them.
The big old globbers.
Yeah. Globbers.
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 You're globbing everything.
But yeah, so we went and saw a movie. My laptop broke over the week, so I fixed that. It's up and running. It feels slower.
That's fantastic.
But it works.
You got a nifty stand for it.
Yeah, it's a fan.
Oh.
That entire thing is two giant fans.
Mm.
So it's.
Does that work?
I assume so, right? It's $15 on Amazon.
What is a fan going to do to the
just
outside
cool it
of
down,
the case?
Man, it's going to cool
that,
it down.
A fan that close?
Yeah, it's going to cool it down.
Doesn't have space to suck air and push it
no,
out.
No, it's got stuff hollow on the bottom, man.
That's fake news
it's
right
not
there,
hollow
friend.
On the bottom. It's
that's
sitting right on the ground.
Fake news.
I feel airflow.
Uh-huh.
It's going to work.
Fake news.
And if not, well, in my laptop, what could happen? What's the worst that could happen? It happens again? Blows up again?
No, I think you're good for another, what, year, 2 years, 3 years?
I don't know, man. All I know is that this laptop I got in mid-2012.
Yeah.
I think 7 years on a lithium ion battery. Pretty
can
good.
Can you remove the battery from that one?
I just did.
Okay, so that might be like one of the last models you can do that.
Well, you're not supposed to be. It's not removable.
Oh,
like
so
it's
you
not like one that
out.
I had to like take the back off of it and unplug
okay.
it from the motherboard.
You
like,
remember when they used to have
yeah.
the little slide?
I used to have one. You just put a quarter in there and twist it, pull the battery out, put a new battery in. It was so nice because you could hot swap batteries.
All right.
That was great.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
I don't know why
not
they
no
took
more.
That away.
Oh, I know why. Dinero. That's why, man.
Yeah.
Because I was reading online because I was like, how boned am I right now? On I think Tuesday morning was the morning it quit.
Yeah.
It was like Tuesday morning. I was Googling, like, how boned am I right now? And, like, Apple's like, you took it to an Apple store. We'll replace it for $300. And I'm like, oh, thank you, Apple. Thank you. You're
$100
so generous.
Drive to get up to Kansas City or Oklahoma
right.
City.
Yeah, it's 3.5-hour drive to
or
get there.
Or a 2-week turnaround and
yep.
send it in.
Yep. And so then I got on eBay and I just looked up batteries and they were like $70. And I'm like, ah. I mean, if I have to get it, it's better than 300, you know?
Yeah.
And then I got on Amazon and typed in my model number. There was one $30 prime shipped with all the tools I need to take it out. So I was like, okay, I'll do that. It's like, I don't know why people look anywhere else.
Right. Why would Apple even advertise their
I don't
Apple
know.
Store if Amazon does it for
it was literally,
$30?
They shipped me the two screwdrivers, one to take the screws out of the casing,
mm-hmm.
and then one to unscrew the battery.
Yeah.
And then it was, and then I just took the, like, you know how, like, a hard drive or something in a PC has, like, that little connector?
Oof.
You know, or, like, a cell phone battery has a little connector. I just pulled that out, took the battery out, put the new one in, plugged it in, screwed it back in, boom, done. Turns
is it
on.
Like a ribbon kind of power cord? Is that what
yeah,
you're talking about?
Yeah, but it was here. I'll show it. Here's the old battery. Look at this thing.
Jesus.
You think that's safe?
No.
That's not good, right? Look at that.
It's a slick-looking battery, though.
Look at that. Look here, I'll show it to this camera. Look at this battery.
The blow up.
This thing is, I don't think it's supposed to be all fat and...
Nah.
And blow... That is not good, dude.
No, that
but yeah,
ain't
this
good.
This is the cable.
I gotcha.
And so it just popped right in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's easy.
And the other one that I just got looks... exactly the same as this. Literally the same. There's no difference. But except that this one, I think, has this dot for, like, the corner piece. The other one doesn't. Oh, and it's not exploding bloated as well. It's actually flat. Yeah, it's
that's,
this.
That's probably good.
It's this thin the entire way around. But it's so funny because it was big and fat, and it pushed my trackpad, like, out of my... This is the unibody MacBook, so it's like one piece of metal, and the trackpad just sits on it, like in a little indention, and so it bloated up in the front, and so the trackpad was raised like a couple millimeters above the thing, because it doesn't bend, so it was just straight at the very peak of the bloat in the middle, and so it, like, I couldn't click or move it or use it at all, and I put in the new battery and pushed it right back down in there. It works just like brand new.
Wow.
That's all it took, man. Brand new battery.
So it's a little slower, though? That's what you said?
It seems slower, but I don't know. It seems to be working okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, Audition is chugging along like normal, where it just breaks halfway through the show, but I see our video playback looks fine.
Yeah, we're
no one's chatting, so we don't know if that works.
We're chugging along.
We're going, man.
Yeah.
We're going, so... Yeah. But on Tuesday, I came in here, but my laptop battery's been bloated for a while. Okay.
Yes.
It's been like probably 6-7 months at least that has been bloated. Yes. It could have been longer because I didn't really even notice it. I have it hooked up to an external screen, and it is a laptop, but it hasn't been on battery in 2 years. Like, it's been hard plugged in.
Is this the bottom of it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We'll get to that. Okay. So it's been hard plugged in to a wall adapter and also hooked up to my iMac screen. And I think what happens is the heat got to it, and it made it hot. I think that's what it is. Probably. What happened is on Tuesday, I was just in here using it, and just the screen went off. And then the iMac came back on, and I was like, okay, so my laptop just disconnected. Mm. And it wasn't the screensaver, because I had literally just put it on don't ever go to sleep, okay? Because when I stream, I like the monitor to be on. It gives me backlight.
Yeah.
So I turned it to never be on, or never turn off. Mm-hmm. And so I did that, and it shut down, and I was like, well, that's it. So I pulled it out, looked, power cable wasn't even on anymore. And I looked down at it, and I'm like, yeah, it's plugged in. And like, so I'm like, it must be the battery. So I bit the bullet, got a new battery, did all the replacing and everything tonight, worked fine, came back in here, plugged the power cord in, still didn't light up. And I was like, uh-oh. And so I went down, double-checked, the power cord wasn't plugged in.
Oh.
So in reality... Probably didn't need a new battery. Probably just needed to plug the cord back in. And it would have worked.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. But also that... This is the battery.
Yeah, it's probably a good reason that you didn't.
Probably.
Good thing that you did, yeah.
This was a fire hazard. Mm-hmm. So, I'm kind of glad that it's gone. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, I don't know about that whole bottom situation. That's probably
okay,
still
a little... Okay, so these right here...
Still a little...
Those are screws that I couldn't get out. Okay, there's two screws right here, right where the bows are at the bottom, and I couldn't get them out, so I just ripped that part off because I was raging. Turns out that I was turning the screwdriver the wrong way the whole time.
Oh my God.
And so...
Never thought to go the other way.
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. All right, everyone knows that. I had a drill to try to get them out because they were so stuck. And so I looked at it, and I went, and spun it around, and I was like, that's left. And so I put them in there, didn't come out. And then I went to screw them all back in, and I changed the setting to go the other direction, and then they wouldn't go in, and I'm like, what is going on? And then I looked at it, and I realized that I thought right was left, and left was right on the spinning drill, and so, yeah.
That's sad.
This is why I'm not a handyman.
That's sad.
But it works! And I got a fancy $20 fan that has, like, LED lights that you'll never see because it's sitting on it.
Oh.
The fans light up, man.
I see some blue underneath.
Yeah, it's blue, dude. Who cares? Why do I need it to be blue? But they're, like, fans that are, like, 5 inches square. There's two of them in there. So.
Now, Taylor, he just ripped them.
Yeah, I just ripped them out.
He just ripped the metal around it.
Yeah, I broke the aluminum. Does it matter?
No.
No.
Computer's shitty anyway.
No one is buying this thing.
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm looking for a 2010.
It's 2012. Right?
2010. Let's be honest.
iMac 08.
2010.
The laptop's 2012.
2012.
Yeah.
6 years ago.
iMac is 08. The okay, what is it? I have a Mac Mini in there from 05 that we used to do the soundboards. That one we're not currently using. But we did use that for a lot of duo.
05?
05. Didn't we buy that in 05? That's the one your mom bought for us.
No, not in 05. I didn't know you in 05.
06. Yeah, what am I?
08.
08. Yeah, 08.
08.
Was it 08? 10
years ago. It would have been probably like 08.
Would have been late 08.
About 9.
Because didn't
years
we get it for Beautiful Monsters? For the live show? I think we did. We did it for that.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So it would have been 08. Okay?
Yeah.
So 08 Mac in there that we don't
but
use.
But it could not have been it could not have been an 08. Could have been an older one.
It could have been an older one.
I don't know. I think we ordered it off of Apple, so it would been the...
I don't remember.
Probably been the one.
I remember you went to the Apple store, quote-unquote, here, because we don't have an Apple store, and you're like, hey, can I get one of these? And they still made you order it because they didn't have them in stores. Because I remember being mad about that. Like, what is the point of having that store if they're just going to go to Apple.com and buy it like we could have at home?
You wanted an iPod?
I guess.
Because people buy those nowadays.
That's the only thing. Do you think that place is still in business? It's not, is it? It's gone.
No, it's called Living Sound now.
Yeah, goodbye.
Which is still an Apple retailer, but okay. I think they're more...
No more iPods, like, so goodbye, yeah. That's what it is.
DJs or some shit.
Pass.
I don't know,
pass
man.
On DJs, dude.
I don't know.
So I got a Mac Mini in there that I'm not using, then that's an 08, 07, 08, yeah.
Something around there.
And then the iMac on my desk, I think I got an 09.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a Mac Mini in there that I got for Duo Studios.
09?
Yeah, this right here is 09. I got it at 09. It might be at 08 or older.
No, I thought it was newer than that.
No.
Did you have it when you still lived here?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Me and my ex-wife watched video. This was our TV for a while. So this I had before this.
Right.
Because I bought that TV to replace that.
Yeah, I remember your old school
and
TV.
And I got this in like March of 2010.
Mm, okay.
It's very confusing.
Yeah, the timelines are...
It is hard.
You and I trying to remember things.
It's difficult.
That never
it's
works.
Difficult. So I have the Mac Mini in there. I think it's 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the MacBook Pro, which is 2012. Huh. That's the end of my Mac. So I actually have an 07, an 08, 20, like an 08, an 09, a 10, and a 12. But I haven't bought anything new in 5 years. And I will not either.
You got newer iPads.
Nah. I think this is an iPad, like, 2 or 3, I think.
Chris has a newer iPad.
Chris does, yeah. It's an iPad Air 2, I think. It's pretty nice. But it's, you know. I have an iPhone 6. She has an Apple Watch 1. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. How do I remember all this? Because I put it into times of my life I remember using it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how.
Can't remember specific things, but technology, that's...
Right.
That's
I remember similar. All the times that I spent hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
That leaves an impression in my
that
life.
It does. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, this battery here, man, it's... What do I do with this?
Like, chuck it. Shoot it.
Dude, it will explode, right?
It will, yeah. Well, it will catch fire. They don't really explode, just the gases inside the battery
risk
leak out.
Risk of fire or burn if mishandled.
Fast.
Do not remove, disassemble, drop, crush, or expose to fire or temperatures above 100 degrees Celsius.
I mean, if you throw it in a fire, then yeah, that's probably going to explode. But if you shoot it, I think it'll just like, yeah, that might explode. I've seen an arrow pierce a battery.
Dude, I don't know.
And it just...
You
want to
take it home
out.
And shoot it, man?
I don't have a gun. Well, I have a gun.
You have a gun.
I don't have bullets.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, you want to see something real funny?
Yeah, sure. The photo of Pinella?
The elections are coming up here.
They are,
pretty
yes.
soon.
We had a long discussion about them on Sunday.
I wanted to see
last Thursday,
the
I don't
debate,
remember.
Because okay. apparently there is one
okay.
between the governors.
Okay.
Of Kansas.
Okay.
It's on YouTube. Okay. If you could navigate to there, I just
uh-huh.
want to show you the moderator.
Kansas governor debate.
I couldn't place the accent. It's that first one right there.
Okay. Hey, Basement, what's up, man?
What's going on, Basement?
Okay. Production
now,
of Kansas City
this,
PBS, all right?
You tell me if this is a British man or if this is like a former plantation owner. And
who
skip
should
ahead.
Be
this
the next governor
terrible.
Of Kansas?
What's going on in Topeka is just outrageous.
It is outrageous. It's outrageous,
being
sir.
Being an independent,
surprisingly
really
good production.
Me to serve Kansas.
Except the audio is out of sync with the lips.
No well, other governor this. Can.
Before you can't blame vote, the people for the intro.
The
I meant
joining
like the
us
live.
This hour, we are conducting a job interview. It is for a position that pays 90%.
Who is this guy?
You tell me what that is, man.
Yes,
is that British or is that a plantation owner?
Car and a mansion overlooking.
State Moderator from Kansas City Public Television, Nick Haynes.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This hour,
thank you.
We are conducting a job.
We're going to do a debate. We will.
It pays $99,000 a year. Yes, there are benefits.
Yes, there is benefits, boy. If you just go down there and pick that cotton, you know, I'll get you what you need.
Historical Association.
Freedom.
It's actually the smallest government's residence anywhere in the country. That being said, it is rent-free. Now, with privilege, though, comes responsibility. How about counting?
Dude, what is this?
We've got the smallest governor's mansion in the United States.
Good. Nick Haynes, dude, here he is.
There he is.
All right, let's see if we can get like a bio on him, man.
NicholasHaynes.com.
Is this him? That's not him, right?
That ain't him.
Different Nick Haynes. Speaker profile, Asia Pacific Conference. Is this him, man?
Maybe.
No, this ain't him. No, I don't see Nick Haynes, man. Kansas City Week in Review by Nick Haynes. There he is, dude. Look at him.
Jeez Louise.
Get an in-depth look at the issue shaping Kansas City with area newsmakers and journalists. From one-on-one interviews to large group panel discussion, Nick Haynes leads an informative and entertaining conversation with the news impacting our metro. Let's check it out, man.
I was just very curious about his accent. I don't get it.
October 26th, this is the newest one, man. Let's check it out. Let's see what Nick Haynes is talking about here.
Is it a video?
It's a video, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. It's 30 minutes long, dude. What do you think? Better intro or worse intro than the debates?
If there is one?
There's got to be.
We
coming up, it was Mega Millions
about the same.
Mania, and millions of you spent $2 on
literally
a ticket.
About the same.
He doesn't sound British here.
Hawley and McCaskill trade barbs in their final debate. Will Yoder and David?
It's a little. Yeah, it's hard to pin down. It's a little plantation owner, a little British.
Yeah.
It's a little like 1920s. Yeah.
Quinton Lucas testing the public's appetite for forgiveness this week.
Week in Review is.
Okay, let's skip it a little bit.
At the last presidential election in Kansas, what does that tell us, Kent Reed?
People want to win.
Shut up.
A year.
And is he doing interviews?
Dude, he does interviews. This is a, like, legitimate show.
Yeah, he's on PBS, votes. Man.
She really turned more rural in the last couple of weeks.
Look at this guy has got, like, it looks like he's got a harsh shadow under his chin, but that's just his beard.
Yeah. Before Election Day, with tens of thousands of Kansans already casting ballots in early
voting. Dude, I don't know. I can't figure it out either.
Man.
Third congressional.
I was watching that earlier. I just had so many questions.
Over the issue. Will Kevin Yoder and Charisse Davids ever
okay,
share
is there,
a stage?
Is there a way where we could, like,
before election?
I know, we need
view
to know
talent.
Where he was
we're
born,
still working
man.
On it, and
we got to figure out more about Nick Haynes. All right, get out of here. We got to figure this out. I mean, he's not a bad commentator.
No.
He seems pretty good, honestly.
He can speak fine.
I just don't understand what's going on with him.
I don't understand the accent and want to know.
How do we not?
That is all.
How do we not? How is there not, like, a thing? Like, that's, like, our on-air talent.
Dude, he works for PBS.
Yeah,
not
don't you
have a fucking wiki.
Why not, man? All right, we're going to have to Google this. Nick Haynes. Is it H? Yeah, Nick Haynes. PBS. Bio. Oh, he's on LinkedIn. Here we go, dude. Here we go. Nick Haynes.
Wow.
Yeah, University of Essex. So he's from Britain.
Yeah, there you go. See,
previous, okay. The University of Kansas and the BBC.
So when you mix British and
Kansas, that's what it is. He's
accents.
Got a little bit of hick and he's got a little
get,
bit of British.
You get plantation yeah. owner.
What in that, dude? News reporter, 1989 to 1991 for the BBC.
Wow.
He went to the University of Essex, got a bachelor's of honors degree in government,
God, what's
specializing
he doing
in
here?
Soviet politics and the integration of European Union.
And now he works for fucking Kansas?
Yeah, he went to the University of Kansas where he became the State House Bureau Chief in 1994.
Wow.
He's been working in public media.
Hating on plantation owners, shit.
Dude, what? We've got to talk to this guy. I gotta figure out his life story.
Right? Like, he's actually accessible. We can get him.
How does it,
we can
like,
get him on this show. He will absolutely not do this show.
How do you end up in Kansas when you or one, obviously British, so makes you intelligent.
Yeah.
And two, I mean, he's in Kansas City, he's not in Wichita, so it's not that surprising, but
yeah.
About still. The cheeky Brit spills out from your TV set with behind the scenes news and views from this place we call home. Nick Haines is the host of KCPT's primetime public affairs program, Kansas City Week in Review, executive producer of Channel 19's weekly Food for Thought Fight Ruckus, and producer of co-host of KCPT's new magazine program, The Local Show. He has headed KCPT's News and Public Affairs Division for the past 13 years.
Jesus.
Nick is a former BBC radio news reporter. He was born and raised in Port Talbot in South Wales Steel Town that produced actors Richard Burton and Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, my God.
What is going on with this guy?
The motherfuckers from Anthony Hopkinsville, man. What? Yeah. Well, that answers my question. I know never to go looking at somebody's accent. I'm curious.
That's crazy,
it's just
dude. That's depressing that
some
man's
dude,
here.
Yeah. From Wales, like, you know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go Kansas.
Right, what is he
I'm
doing
go to
here?
University of Kansas. You know why? I like basketball.
Let's get in touch with his producers and be like, we'd like to interview him. Be like, what would you like to discuss? It'd be like his life decisions. Like, how did he end up here? There's obviously probably some woman that brought him here and broke his heart.
As a British person, it's go to the University of Kansas and then get involved with PBS.
I don't know, man. I wish Morris was here. Because maybe what it is, honestly what it is, because the Lawrence, Kansas City area, not bad. Mm. All right, he probably makes some money, you know.
Meh.
You don't think so?
Meh.
12 years at PBS,
mediocre,
dude, he's making some money.
Man.
He would leave if he wasn't making
well,
money.
Well, he was the head.
Yeah, he's at least half.
Head of the
right, I'm
public
not saying
relations.
He's a millionaire.
Yeah, no.
But he's interviewing governors and stuff.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. You know,
he's
fine.
He good. He fine.
Maybe
he's
the
fine.
Idea is that England is just that bad. And so coming here, even Kansas
looks
good.
I don't
want to
be in England.
I don't either.
Yeah.
We got to remember, we're in Wichita. So it's still worse.
Than England?
Yeah, 100%. Mm. It can't be worse than here.
Yeah. You go to some place in the Mississippi?
Let me tell you something. Okay?
Arkansas?
This happened to me in real
Nebraska.
Life.
Nebraska?
This happened to me in real life.
You think, what's the one in Nebraska? What's the big one in Nebraska?
Omaha?
Yeah.
You mean where one of the world's richest people decides to live? Yeah, I'm sure it's a
Who's
horrible.
Who's that?
Warren Buffett.
Oh.
You sure? Yeah.
What about the other two richest motherfuckers that live here?
Well, they live here or yeah. In the United States?
Coke?
They don't live here. They have a house here. They don't.
Where do they live?
Florida, like old white people.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably where they live. Yee-Yee Land is worse? No. Here's the thing, okay? Let's see if you could do this, okay? Be honest. So the other day I was hanging out in Rin TV stream, mm-hmm. Okay? And he was talking to Acid Cat, who we met. Who followed the channel, I think, Sunday.
Yeah.
They're friends in real life because they grew up in the same small town in New York City. That's like 50 miles south. Or not New York City. Sorry, New York State. 50 miles south
Still, though,
of
man.
Buffalo. Okay. Little small town.
Ren's been everywhere, man.
Yeah, he has. And so he was talking trash about his hometown and how Acid hated to live there and all this stuff. And I was like, it can't be worse, Wichita. And then I was like, do you have stuff to do? And she's like, yeah, we could go to, you know, bars or something. Or, like, we could drive, like, an hour and get buffalo wings, you know. And I'm like, that sounds great. What can we do here? She's like, Wichita can't be that bad, man. There's got to be something you like there.
Answer?
Yeah.
Are you looking for an answer?
Yeah.
My bed?
There's nothing.
My bad.
I said our theater used to be nice.
It's not.
But now it got bought out by a chain and now it sucks.
Yep.
And then I said our zoo is okay.
Our zoo is one of the better zoos.
Yeah.
But still, it's a zoo. And
it's a zoo. And once you've been there once.
Yeah, you've seen
or
12 the zoo.
Times or 40 times.
You've seen the zoo.
So, like, that's the thing. Like, when Taylor's like, Yee Yee Land is worse, trust me. It's like, it can't be because at least she has things to do.
You got, like, town culture.
Right. Like, that's
like even Hutch has more culture than we
but
do.
But it's not even that. It's that if I wanted to get in my car and go somewhere to do something fun, it's 3 hours in any direction to get somewhere with fun. Like, she could drive 1 hour and be in a college town watching college football.
Yeah.
Where are we going to go?
Manhattan.
Yeah. Or Stillwell, Oklahoma, between Tulsa,
Where,
OSU.
Who's there?
OSU's there. They're close. That's like a 2.5 hour drive.
OSU also sucks, so.
Well, so does K-State. Got news for you.
Yeah, both. Basketball, man. We got that basketball.
Like, that's the thing. It's like,
what
like,
the fuck?
Even if Acid's city sucked, she could go to Buffalo. They got professional. They got NFL up there at least, you know?
That's
at least
true.
You got an NFL team.
Yep. And we got shit.
Well, I got nothing to brag about.
Nothing.
And that's why it sucks. It's not because it's like
hell. We got Wichita State, man.
It's just because it's
they're
so
the
mundane,
best,
the average,
worst, awful college basketball Dude. Team in the in March Madness.
See, in Taylor could drive Madness. An hour and see the Panthers.
Yeah.
You know? See? She also. I mean, they got NFL, they got NBA, and they do they have baseball in North Carolina?
I think so.
I'm sure they do, right?
I have no fucking idea.
I don't either. It's a terrible sport.
I know one city.
They got to have pro baseball in the Carolinas, right?
Yes.
They got to.
Oilers?
The Oilers. That was an old NFL team from the 90s.
Bastard. There's a fucking baseball team.
You're going to have to Google it.
Who is the national baseball team named Oilers?
There's not an Oilers.
Here's what I found on the web.
Baltimore Orioles.
That's not Oilers.
Houston's
that's Orioles.
Oilers.
That
is football.
That's
You're
old
right.
football.
Damn it.
Here, man,
so
I got a
You were so right.
Houston Astros, Miami, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, Minnesota, New York. Yeah, man, nothing.
I don't think so.
Nothing baseball-wise. You know what? That's also a plus in the Carolina column, because that stuff sucks. You know what I have to put up all day with? Royals fans. Oh, Moose! Moose! Yeah, stupid, I hate
Moose?
It. Yeah, some guy named Moose. Mm. They talk about him all the time. It's horrible, dude. It's horrible. Yeah. Remember when White Cameron went through that phase where he liked the Royals?
Yeah.
It's horrible, dude. My family pulls for Atlanta. Yeah, that makes sense. That's like a 4 or 5 hour drive from you. Could you imagine driving 5 hours and being in Atlanta instead of driving 5 hours and being in Kansas City?
That's three.
Okay, well, yeah.
5 hours is...
I'm sorry, I truncated it, because 5 hours in any direction is nowhere at all!
5 hours is somewhat
Five hours south is middle of nowhere, southern Oklahoma.
No.
Yeah.
5 hours south is close to Dallas.
No.
Yeah.
Eh, you might be... Dallas might be 5 hours.
Dallas. Yeah. Dallas is the closest we got.
I feel like Dallas is 6 hours away.
Minus Kansas City, Dallas is the closest we got. That or St. Louis,
we
I think it's like
We should go to Dallas
seven.
More often than, man.
Yeah, Dallas isn't that bad. Well, you remember I went for my cousin's wedding. We drove.
Yeah, I went
we
there a couple
at
years
eight,
ago.
Got there at 3.
Okay.
2.
That's 7
one.
Hours. 6. 5.
I can't remember. We left at 7 and got back at midnight.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So that's 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they got In-N-Out burgers down there, man.
Got a Gold's Gym down there, too. Give me that
Why
shit.
Why don't we just get in the car at, like, 7 a.m. one morning, okay? Mm-hmm. You could sleep in the back while I drive. 7 a.m. is not that early for me. Time you wake up, it'll be lunch. We'll be at In-N-Out Burger,
mm-hmm.
and we can come home.
You just want to go down there for In-N-Out
Why not, man?
I've never had it. I don't know.
I haven't either, but apparently it's amazing. Mm-hmm. My sister went down there to Houston to go see a writer or something, like last weekend, I think, and she passed through Dallas on the way. And she sent me a photo of her In-N-Out Burger. It looked like every promotional photo of In-N-Out Burger you've ever seen.
I've never seen anything about it.
Yeah, I'll show it to
I
you.
Know it has like a rivalry with Whataburger, doesn't it? Not Whataburger.
Well, that's, it kind of has a rivalry because In-N-Out was like... Or
What's
Whataburger
the
was already there.
No, not Whataburger.
What you talking about?
In Whataburger from like that Nickelodeon
here's,
show?
Here's This is the exact photo she sent me. It looked just like
that. Yeah, it doesn't look that good.
It looked, that's what I'm saying, it blew my mind, it looked just like that.
That doesn't look that good, though.
Are you? I hate everything about who you choose to be. When
I went to Hardee's like two days ago.
Yeah, that's just Burger King.
That's not good.
No. I don't, you know what, I don't eat meat, and I don't miss really fast food burgers at all.
It must be Whataburger that I'm taking it
out. Yeah, Whataburger's real, yeah.
What's the big one in California?
In-N-Out.
It's either In-N-Out or one of the other ones.
Whataburger was in Texas. It's the South. It's a southern state.
Google, what are the best burger
fast food burgers?
Best fast food burgers.
5 hours for the beach for Taylor. See? All right, here's what came up. New Way. West Street Burgers and Spangles. Is that what you mean?
Those are all shit.
Those are all here. All local chains. Okay, here we go. Number 10.
Oh, give me
White
that.
Castle.
Give me that.
Let's talk about... Let's just go through the list and say what's in Wichita.
Oh, yeah. Guess what was founded in Wichita?
White Castle.
And doesn't have one in Wichita.
There's no one in
White
Wichita.
White Castle.
Founded here. They left. They were smart. Del Taco.
What?
Nope. Not here. It's
Del
California.
Taco?
That's a California one.
Has a cheeseburger?
Dude, why not?
It's called Taco.
What's the much? Really, what's the difference between Del Taco? What's the difference between a taco and a cheeseburger besides the shell is bread instead of? I mean, really,
great point.
Not that much. It's just not crumbled up. All right, Big Mac. We do have McDonald's. Okay, do have McDonald's. Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake. That's it.
We don't have any Steak and Shakes, though.
Steak and Shake and In-N-Out. I think that's the big rival.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah. We don't have a Steak and Shake here in Wichita either. So far, just to make sure you're all keeping up, we only have McDonald's on this list.
Yep.
Jack in the Box. No Jack in the Box here.
Nope.
Number six, five Guys.
We got a Five Guys.
We do have a Five Guys.
We have a couple of Five Guys.
We do have a Five Guys.
And that is a good burger. That is a tasty burger.
Thanks, Sam. Number four, Wendy's. We have a Wendy's. We have a Wendy's, man.
Number four is a Baconator? See why I get them all the
you
damn time?
You think a Baconator's better than Five
God,
Guys?
God, that shit is so good.
It's better than Five Guys.
No.
That's what I thought.
It's fucking good.
Number three, Carl's Jr. That's Hardee's.
Yeah.
Same thing. So we have one
no,
of those.
That shit's terrible.
I don't know why fast food is up here.
I don't either.
Like, I've never seen a list that.
No, the other ones are fast food.
I kind of respect it, honestly.
Yeah,
Shake Shack, number
Shake
two.
Shack. Ooh,
we don't have one of those either. And Double Double from In-N-Out. We don't have one of those either. So just to recap, on this list of top 10 burgers, we have McDonald's, Wendy's, and Five Guys.
Was Whataburger even there?
Yeah, good for us, man. No Whataburger.
Yeah, Whataburger.
Wasn't even on there.
What about a Wahlburger?
I guarantee
you. Wahlburger?
Wahlburger not going to be on here.
No, man.
Is there a way to, like, do they have comments on these? Because it just, like, goes to the next story. I was going to read the comments because I guarantee you that the comment, like, the number one is like, where's Whataburger? Because those Whataburger people, man, they are obsessed.
Dude, I'm telling you, Whataburger is from... Oh.
Are you thinking of Good Burger?
Yes, yeah. That's it.
It's not at all the
Welcome
same.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger, man. I take your order.
Welcome to Whataburger, home of the Whataburger. Can I take your order?
That's definitely what I thought of.
It's not Good Burger.
Who with the...
Keenan and Kel.
Keenan and Kel. I was thinking Key and Peele over and over and over again.
They were kind of the impetus for Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Less funny.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon, mm-hmm. You know?
Yep. Hey, would you shoot me if I said I have to pee right now?
No, that's fine.
I gotta pee, man. It was the beer before, man.
It's all right. Did you break the seal before you came in here?
No, but I need to now. I'm doing it now.
I like how he asked, will I shoot him?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I will shoot you. Sit down. Yeah. He's just yelling from the bathroom. That's what he usually does. So, okay, here's what we were supposed to do on the show tonight, chat. We were supposed to talk about our movie experience. We were supposed to talk about our battery. And there was something else I don't even remember we were going to talk about. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tabs of news stories to talk about, including Game of Thrones stuff that Colby's really going to care about. And instead, what we've done is we've talked about a local news host's weird accent, and we've talked about burgers. So I just want you guys to know that this is why when people ask what's your show about, I can't answer them because it's not about anything. This is unable to be described, chat, and it's very difficult for me. Ugh. All right, by the way,
yes.
How was the governor debate?
Oh, I got like 5 minutes in and then gave up.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
I saw opening statements, and then one question.
Didn't sway you one way or the other?
Didn't even listen to it. No, I was going to watch it. I literally pulled it up before the show, and I was going to watch it, and then I had to go poo.
Okay.
And I came out of the bathroom, and then Britt had turned on Brooklyn, and I was just like,
who cares? Yeah, you're not voting anyway, so.
I'm voting. It's Tuesday. I have my location. I'm taking my time off.
How much of a factor is that in your voting?
That is a big factor. It's a very good excuse. Hey, boss man, I need time off. I have to go fulfill my civic duty and vote.
You laugh at you?
No.
Okay, well, I'll tell you.
Well, I mean, probably because I can vote after I get off and
can,
before.
Yeah. Yes.
But...
No, why would you? Nah. Why would you do that? There was some national chain that's closing for voting. Alamo Drafthouse. They're not showing any movies at all on Election Day because they want people to go vote.
Who what?
Alamo Drafthouse.
What is that?
You don't know what that is?
Mm-mm.
It's a place we don't have.
Okay.
It's
That's why
imagine the
it.
Old Town Warren, but nicer and streamlined and showing good movies and doesn't smell like hobo butt.
Old Town's fine, man.
No, it doesn't. It's
about.
Terrible.
It's fine.
It's fine. Okay.
It's fine.
It's fine.
You get stabbed and raped down there, but yeah.
Oh,
it's fine
though. Okay. All right, Taylor. Taylor wants the Game of Thrones spoilers, man.
Hey, Taylor. No.
Did you see that EW Entertainment Weekly? E-dubs, as the cool peoples call it.
Sure.
Did you see that they EW? Did you see that they have a cover story on Game of Thrones season 8, and the first official details of season 8 have now been revealed, including the opening scene?
Why?
Because they want to build a hype, man.
I don't give a fuck about your hype. Just put it out.
You want to know what happened?
Just put it out.
You want to know what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, so the opening scene is Daenerys Targaryen and Jon Snow riding into Winterfell.
No shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You blew my mind.
I know, man. I'll tell.
Who would have guessed that?
Taylor and I will get together later. That means the actual spoilers will be coming.
Yes.
Spoilers are coming.
They're already out, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to know.
Somebody has them.
I'm going to know the whole plot soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot wait.
I hate you.
I'm going to know it all.
Fucking hate you.
But you wanted me to tell you this year.
No, I don't.
I'm pretty sure you said I could tell you about Game of Thrones.
I didn't say that.
Was it Game of Thrones or Star Wars?
It was Star Wars.
One of them you said I could spoil because you didn't care anymore.
You tell me anything about Star Wars you want, I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Okay, but Game of Thrones is still off limits?
Give me my Game of Thrones.
Okay, that's fine.
It's my last bit of crack.
Taylor and I will start our own podcast where we just talk about Game of Thrones spoilers.
That's fine. That's good with me.
Colby won't listen.
Damn. What'd you do for Halloween, man? You do
a sat.
You just sat
it was
here.
Great. I sat a
didn't
lot.
Didn't do anything?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Saw your son.
I he did. Pretty good. Yeah, I did that in the day, though.
Newt.
Yeah, Newt Scrimmager.
Newt Scrimmager.
Yeah, I have a... He did... So they did a little dance. So I went to school early. He gets out at 4:10, I think, is when Wichita schools get out. And I got there at 2:30 when it started. And they did a little parade. They walked through the halls and they walked outside. And then at like 2:45... Each class danced to a song, so first grade, kindergarten, third grade, second grade, fifth grade, fourth grade, but not in that order,
he's
but in the
nine.
Order.
Is that fifth grade?
No, he's in fourth. Fourth grade. And so he danced to One-Horned Flying Purple People Eater, and he had like this whole routine, but then I guess the teacher at the end, just like the last chorus, he's just like, you guys just do whatever you want, and it's just every single kid did a Fortnite dance.
Yep, no.
Every single one of them.
That's expected.
Like, I don't even know how they do it. Like, there's this one where they're just, like, throwing their arms like this and, like, crouching and stuff.
Dude, I know.
I don't know how they do it. Like, they're nine.
Like, how do these kids know more modern dancing than I do?
I don't know, dude.
I don't either.
Like, and they're not easy dances. Like, they're
who
hard
was
dances.
It? I can't remember if it was an NFL or an NBA game, but there was this kid just in the background of the bench just getting down dancing.
Yeah.
All Fortnite dances. I could clearly tell.
Let me just find it. I'm going to show you what dances they are. Let's see. Fortnite. I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it. Like, that's the problem.
How about that first article right there? Ranking all Fortnite dances.
I just want to show you this one dance because I can't believe nine-year-olds do this. It's not the floss. Is it the Orange Justice?
It might be
the Orange Justice. I need to click it.
Orange Justice is the best thing I've ever seen.
Is the video over here?
I mean, I don't know.
Is that what it's doing?
I don't know.
Is it playing over there?
I have no idea.
I'm just gonna.
Yep.
I'm just gonna leave this page and just search Orange Justice. Orange Justice. I don't know if this is it.
That's it.
I don't know if this is it. Do it. Do it, monkey. Yeah, this dance. There's just 9-year-olds just doing this dance. How do you? I don't even. That takes so much skill, and it looks. Exactly like that.
Yeah. Google, like, find the original video.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
It's that kid on the right is what you're looking for.
You're never going to find the original because the kid's, he's been swarmed out by all the money-hungry people.
Ah, that's right there. Orange shirt kid. Boogie, right, yeah, that one.
Okay. This
still,
ain't him, though, because someone stole it.
Still stealing it.
Is it
yes.
T. Nillo?
I have no idea.
Maybe this is him, T. Nillo. I mean, that's it right there, man.
No, I thought there was a contest to get a dance into Fortnite.
I don't know, man, but I liked it.
And then he lost barely, and then, like, the community was swarmed and was like, no, you gotta make this the fucking dance.
I just cannot believe nine-year-olds are capable of...
Also, great song choice, by the way.
Like, just looking at that and then being able to imitate it perfectly. Like...
It's just moving your hands around, man.
No, it's not. They move them in a very specific way while also scooting down slowly.
Oh, no. You can't move your upper and lower body at the same time?
I can't. Speaking of dancing.
Fucking drummer,
where's Menace at? How come Menace ain't here tonight?
Why? Oh, because make you dance. Well, I can't do it unless he's here.
I've tried all dances now as tags. Traditional, hip-hop, electronic. Tonight we're doing ballroom dance. Like, I'm out of dance tags for the show, man.
Like, what are you talking about?
I'm out of dance tags.
Oh, my God.
I think I've tried them all.
Salsa?
I don't, they don't have... I'm only limited to what Twitch gives
break
me.
Dance?
I'm only limited to what Twitch break gives
dance?
Me.
Twitch doesn't have a fucking salsa tab?
They don't. I'm sorry.
I'm doing the salsa up all in this bitch.
No, you aren't.
Yeah.
You are not doing the salsa.
I know my salsa. I don't.
You don't want to do any dances?
No.
I don't either.
I used to know the Soulja Boy dance.
What's that? What's it look like?
I don't know. There's a... Ooh.
There's actual moves to it?
You.
Okay. God, remember when that was a thing?
God, if you told
how come we got Soulja Boy, but Aaron gets Fortnite?
I
like, that is
know,
not
man.
Fair, dude.
It very is much unfair.
It's very unfair.
Can you see my feet back here?
There's no.
This one. You, like, the skip. Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay.
Wait a second. Yeah, that. You know how long it took me to figure out how to do that?
Your life is infinitely better because of it, too, I bet.
God.
That was impressive. I don't know how to do anything, so.
That was effort.
I don't know how to dance at all.
I'm putting them on backwards.
And that was free.
That was
free.
Didn't even cost any money.
It didn't.
Welcome.
It didn't. That was
a stripper.
That was just a tease.
That was a free strip. That was a beta.
To get you hooked.
That was a beta.
Oh, my God, dude.
It was a demo.
Man, I can't believe it. What did you do for Halloween?
Not shit.
No, me either.
Went out to dinner with my mother, went to the gym, came home, and slept.
Yeah. Is that what you do, like, every night? Minus the dinner.
Minus the dinner, yeah.
Okay. All right, man, that's fine.
Mondays are my off days. That, I just lay in bed and watch shit.
Okay. What you watching right now? Still Brooklyn? Just rewatching that whole series again? Okay.
We were supposed to start some different shit.
Okay.
Like, crap.
Not this again. I can't do
this
again.
I know exactly where it is, though.
I can't do this again.
It's a Showtime show.
Okay.
Dawn something. It stars...
Ray Donovan?
That one.
Okay.
That one. You got it.
So I'm so glad I'm here, chat. We would be here all night trying to think of that.
I would have Googled it faster than you could have thought.
Just by the way, you owe my mortal enemy ZFM a dance, too. They donated over $30. Oh, my God. She's right.
No.
Yeah.
When?
He donated $50.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Also, the number is $20 for the record, Taylor. It's not 30. It's just over 20. You actually owe him 2.5 dances.
And that doesn't count.
You're right.
Nope. It's only one time purchase.
Taylor's the only person who's actually got her dance.
Yep. You're welcome. It's because you're special.
I feel real bad for Metis.
Also means I didn't really mean what I was going to say about the dance for every $20. You know how embarrassing it is? That's more than $20 on my soul.
I think what we need to do... And like, the thing is, ZFM, first of all, donated $50 a bit, which means we each get $20.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a full $20. I don't remember how much Taylor gave. I think it was like 30-something. So technically, you only got like 15 bucks from it. So technically...
So then that one dance was for Taylor and Menace's combined for me.
No, I don't think that's how it works. Because combined, they still gave both $20.
No.
Yeah, because they both donated at least 30.
To me.
They at least donated 30.
To me?
Yeah. I'd have to do some math, but that would require me to do math, so I'm gonna pass.
30 ain't 40.
All I'm saying is that I think from now on, you owe Menace a dance.
Yep.
Okay? I think, though, from now on, especially because ZFM doesn't really listen or watch, she just came here so he could get the Mythic D designation. That's all he wanted.
Okay.
I think if you donate $20 or more and you don't say, Colby, dance, you don't have to dance.
I'll take it.
Because then, at least it's their fault.
I'll take anything that doesn't have me dancing.
But if they say dance, you know, Chris, today, because we're both dunderheads, I forgot to message Colby yesterday and tell him to bring a game. And Colby, because he needs me, he forgot. And so I told Chris this morning, I was like, you know what, I forgot to tell Colby to get a game for tonight. And that's a huge problem. And she's like, well, I mean, he's going to have to play a game we have. And I'm like, what do you mean? We bought Just Dance 2019.
Why?
On Tuesday. Because Chris loves it. She likes to exercise to it.
When does she do that?
Well, she's done it every night since we bought it.
When was that?
Tuesday, I think. Monday or Tuesday.
Two nights?
Yeah.
She's done two nights?
But what do you want, a time machine?
Yeah.
But anyway, she was like, we got Just Dance 2019. So you could do that.
It's my fucking pick this week.
Yeah, well.
Back the fuck off.
Yeah, well, you picked Red Dead, so technically you still picked something we had.
I ain't dancing unless it's only with my upper body.
You really dodged a bullet, though, because you were going to get Outlast 2, and I told you if you picked Outlast 2 that I would put Just Dance on the poll, so. Mm. We both really got lucky, because no Outlast 2 for me.
I was not going to pick Outlast 2.
Thank God. You were physically torturing me, mentally torturing me.
Yeah, I'll get it next time.
You are not. I'm gonna put if you make me play Outlast 2 in a month that's not October, I will put Just Dance on there. I don't even have to rent Just Dance now.
I'll get something.
We
worse.
Own it. It's 10 feet away from me in the
I'm
other room.
Break that fucking disc.
Don't do that. It's not a disc. It's a cartridge.
It's gonna break it.
It's like this big.
For what?
The Switch.
Oh God.
Switch, man.
Stupid.
Yeah. So Taylor, you just if you ever donate more than $20, Or, if you want to tell people, just remind them gently if they donate, because I can't do it. See, here's the thing. I can't do it because Colby will then think that I'm up, like I'm purposely swaying the vote.
Break a fucking bottle over your head.
Right, but if the listeners are doing it, there's nothing I can do. Mm-hmm. I can't control what you listeners do.
Mm-hmm. No fucking dancing.
Hey, man, you said it, not me.
Nope.
And I'm your friend. I said they got to specify.
I'll hump the ground for three straight minutes. I don't give a shit.
I mean, I think people would like that. That'd be fine. I consider that. Isn't that the worm?
Technically a dancing, yeah.
Yeah, and that is dancing, I think. So that's it, man. But do we want to talk about our movie at all?
Yeah, let's get it.
I mean,
we went
and saw First Man.
Yeah.
Which is the Neil Armstrong movie that Colby told me about 4 months ago.
I totally wanted to see because they hyped it up in trailers and then
they said it was one of the greatest IMAX experiences of all time.
It was definitely not at all.
There was a really great IMAX sequence the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Ish.
The moon stuff was great.
It was fine.
The moon stuff was great. So, spoiler alert, Neil Armstrong lands on the moon.
Wow! I couldn't have guessed that!
Just gave away the ending of the movie.
Couldn't have guessed that, man.
I know,
spoilers, how dare you.
But it was just about Neil Armstrong's life. I mean, it was a good movie.
I mean, informational-wise, depending on how much was true and what was not or not, but
it gave
me a lot more respect for that man.
It gave me a lot more respect for all these astronauts, but at the same time, it made me wonder what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like,
it was literally a boys' club, like his wife said. Yes. They're just fucking throwing sticks at rocks and stuff and seeing what happens.
They got unlimited money because the Russians are doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I think I said this after the movie, okay? Like,
there's no blueprint.
The moon landing, I can't tell you if it was significant in the 70s and 80s. Because I wasn't alive.
I think it was.
In the following couple decades after.
It was the one event that united the world and watching it at the exact same time.
Who cares?
You can't tell me that that hasn't happened before that.
Yeah, but it's happened millions of times afterwards. It's called the World Cup.
No.
Yes.
We don't watch that.
People in America watch that. Nah. Not as much. People watch it.
Yeah, still. Doesn't happen.
Yeah, but you got it. No, it totally happens. You tell me people in Africa were watching the moon landing?
Yeah, man.
Absolutely not. Yeah. On what? Twigs held up in the air? It's the 60s, dude. There's still dudes with mustaches down there whipping them with reeds in the 60s,
true.
Man.
True.
If all those British people, that might be... No, I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
right.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they
Trevor
were free
Noah
in the
60s. Has that whole thing
right.
About, I forget what
it
was fucking called.
But now they're watching the World Cup, so America's Africa with the World Cup, the rest of the world's watching, and there's 3 billion more Asians now.
I get you, yeah.
So all I'm saying I don't feel like...
It was at the time, not anymore.
I just don't know if it was worth it.
No.
Like, was it worth all those lives and all that money when Vietnam was going on?
There was 9 people. You know how many people die in Vietnam? fuck ton more than 9.
That's my point. Like, if they weren't being like, moon landing though, moon landing though, moon landing though, would people be more upset about Vietnam?
People were already upset with Vietnam.
I know. I kind of got the gist or the vibe from that movie that white people were very excited about the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else was like, can we not die in Vietnam? But all the rich white people were like, oh, look at these non-rich people.
Yeah, wasn't that the one where, like, Whitey goes to the moon or whatever?
I mean, that guy made a lot of good points.
He did.
He made a lot of good points.
He did.
That's all I'm saying, you know? Like, I don't know. I just don't know if it was worth it.
But don't you feel good, though, that we landed on the moon?
No, I don't care at all.
Dude, it's a fucking moon, man.
Who cares about the moon?
It's up in the sky. It could be totally fake. It could be the skybox.
Who cares?
I don't know.
We could live in a simulation anyway. All of it could be fake. It could still be fake.
Nah.
We don't know.
We do.
Taylor's putting moon landing in quotes in chat.
It's real.
I like in the movie they focused on the camera coming down, and then like they showed the camera shooting, and then they showed the camera shooting the camera, and they were very deliberate with like, here is how the video happened. It's not fake. There was a camera built in, like they had voice lines of the camera being like, make sure the film's running, you know, and it's just like, alright, we get it, it's not fake. Okay, we get it.
How they can live broadcast a video from the moon to Earth to everyone with
honestly,
a TV.
Like, while I was watching
in
that movie,
1960,
I was honestly like, it might be fake. Like, because it looked like they were having so many problems getting to the moon in general that, like, just having the camera be an afterthought, you know, is just like...
Yeah, it's just like, here it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the mechanism to lower the camera down... And
was
then,
more advanced than everything else.
That's what I'm saying.
I get it. Now they planned for that asshole. They had, models, real life replicas of
the
limb.
I know.
On Earth.
I mean, I know logically, like, getting to the moon is a million times harder than making a TV broadcast. But still, just like, you know, you got this much room in a cockpit, and your switches that literally took it in the camera.
No, I mean, radio frequencies in space is really easy if you don't have a big old rock in front of you, which is why when you're on the other side of the moon in between Earth and the moon, you can't... They black out.
Yeah.
Everything blacks out.
I just couldn't believe it.
I rewatched Apollo 13 after we saw that.
Yeah, that's a good movie, too. Yeah.
The effects do not hold up.
No, that doesn't surprise me.
No.
No. But it's... Tom Hanks
really
is great in that
movie,
though.
The only effects of it... was the launch of the rocket. That's where you could really tell, like, okay, this is a pretty intricate 3D model of the rocket and then the tower, and then behind it is Google Earth.
That's before Google was a thing.
Yeah, no, it looked like Google
Earth. Yeah, like, man.
But, like,
I don't know.
Every single space scene, like, I mean, their their lack of gravity was good, because I think they filmed everything in the fucking...
The plane. The vomit comet.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, I felt a tinge of patriotism, though, when I saw, like, that rocket launching, and you just see United States going up the side, man. I was like, that's pretty sweet, but, like...
Morris is here, man. What's with your people, bro?
Morris, we had a whole discussion. Okay, let me just get... I can give him some background. I'll try to explain it away quickly, all right? So there's this guy. He works for Kansas City Public Broadcasting. He has a weird accent. Colby watched him do the Kansas gubernatorial debate, okay? He asked me where his accent was from, so we did some research. Turns out, he's from Essex. Okay, he went to the University of Essex. He's from South Wales. Same place that Anthony Hopkins is from.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's his accent. It's weird because it's a little bit British and a little bit Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of got like this hillbilly accent on a British accent. It's a little strange.
It is.
What we couldn't figure out, Morris, is why on earth he would ever leave to come to Kansas, of all places. Like, he worked for the BBC in the early 90s.
The BBC.
For, like, 3 years, and then he upped and moved to Kansas, and he's been working there ever since, 20 years now. And so we could not figure that out, and then it dawned on us that maybe England is also awful. Is Kansas an upgrade from England? We need to know. That's really our burning question.
Also,
I can't imagine it is.
Also... What? The Earth doesn't make a shadow on the moon?
That's because the sun's behind the moon, right? Also, isn't an eclipse literally
if the sun's here,
Earth's here. The moon's over here. Earth's gonna make a shadow on the moon. He was from South Wales. You know where that's at, Morris?
Hey, isn't it an eclipse, literally, when the Earth's shadow passes in front of the moon?
No, well, that's a no moon. An eclipse is when the moon passes in front of the sun from the Earth.
Yeah, so doesn't
so
it...
So Earth, sun... No, Earth, moon, sun...
I thought there's two
sun,
types of eclipse.
Earth,
one,
moon.
Where the sun is in front of the moon, and so the Earth casts a shadow on the moon. And then there's an eclipse where the moon is in front of the sun.
No.
We have to Google it. To go to science class, man.
Types of eclipse.
All right, let's look at this. There are four different types of eclipse. Here, here's a nice image, all right? Look at this.
Where's that image?
Here we go. Solar eclipses happen at a new moon when the moon moves between the Earth and the sun. The three celestial bodies. Straight line. Earth, moon, sun. So the sun is just never on.
An eclipse is not when the when it's...
Eclipse when is sun, when the sun blocks
Earth,
the moon.
Moon. There's
or the moon blocks
word
the sun.
For it. For when the Earth blocks the moon.
The shadow of the moon is from the moon's shadow. It's the angle you look on the moon. I've never said the word moon more in my life, and I want to...
Moon!
That's why the moon is red. I don't know what that was. I just decided to sing it. I apologize to everybody. We didn't talk about anything, by the way. Can we talk about this real quick? Cassie is
the
now underway.
The shadow on the moon is from the moon's shadow. Did you even read that back, Morris? I'm so confused. It makes no sense, man.
Can we talk about this?
Yes, what?
I'm tired of talking about the stupid.
What do you want from me?
The Long Night is now, or the Cassie is now underway for The Long Night, the first of the Game of Thrones successors.
Fuck yeah.
Ordered to film. Just announced that Naomi Watts
is
going to be one of those. You don't know Naomi Watts?
No. Who's that?
She's famous. She's the Lady in the Ring.
No. Another movie.
Ow, son of a! She's in that movie with Ewan McGregor and the tsunami.
The tsunami?
Yeah. Just go to some images.
The what?
Here. I heard that. There she is. Okay, does it look familiar now?
No.
You don't recognize her at all?
No.
Okay,
just go
King
to
Kong.
All.
King
just
Kong?
Just go to all.
King Kong?
Just the go ring. To all.
Shut in?
Just click the all button.
Why?
God, you stupid scroll. She's in Gypsy.
I was reading you the names of the movies.
What Ewan McGregor movie, bro?
The Impossible.
That's a Ewan McGregor movie?
Look at his face right there.
I don't know what that is. I know
it's
King Kong.
It's about a tsunami. Are you deaf?
You don't know what you're talking about, man. You don't know what you're talking about.
Here, how about that? You recognize her now?
No.
Okay, well. How about that one?
Nope.
About this one?
Nope.
Okay, well. I can't help you then. Can't help you.
I'm glad you could control yourself and not show it on stream.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm not going to get banned for her.
Next. What? What's up?
That's it?
No?
That's something. I want to play Red Dead. So.
All right, let's go.
I mean, I'm tired of doing this stupid
let's
show.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
I'm tired of doing this stupid
I can't,
show.
I can't handle Morris's ridiculous logic.
Okay, just start wherever you want. That's fine, music. Just do whatever you want, okay? I don't care. I don't care. Whatever. Guys, thanks for watching. If you're watching live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. If you don't want spoilers from Red Dead Redemption, it's okay. Colby is not doing any missions.
None.
He is just going to ride around shooting people on the back of a horse.
Yep.
Okay? He doesn't want any of that boring story. He wants to shoot people, okay?
I do. I literally just want to
So if you're watching live on Twitch, don't worry. Watch Red Dead, and you will not lose. You will not have any of the story spoiled, okay?
Ships, motorcycles.
It's getting louder.
Where the circuits left.
Can you at least hit the goodbye down here while you're doing this?
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see.
All the
stuff
at the bottom.
But then.
I got in.
I got in, man! I got it in!
Got in.
this much into the song before.
All right, Red Dead, bring it on. Bring it on.
So we're going to be back in about 5 minutes with Red Dead Redemption 2, Colby, non-spoiler playthrough. So if you're watching live on Twitch, stick around. If you're not, we'll see you on Sunday. Thanks for listening. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. Come to twitch.tv, hit follow. Twitch.tv/SlayTheColby, hit follow. Sub. If you have Amazon Prime, you can sub for free. We'd appreciate it. It supports the show a lot. It truly does. I turned it off. Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, all SlayTheColby. Instagram, Facebook, all SlayTheColby. SlayTheColby.com for all the links to subscribe to the audio if you want that. And RaptorTeeth.live/SlayTheColby for t-shirts if you want to do that. P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275. You want it, send Colby a dildo. All right, thank you. Have a good night. We'll see you guys in 5 minutes on Twitch, everybody. Else, we'll see you Sunday. Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.